producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we've got callers that have been holding since Michael Savage was on with us. I'm going to go to you on the Ebola subject. I'm going to open the phones up on any topic, any issue. We'll be interspersing breaking news and other economic news I haven't gotten to, and some Second Amendment news in this hour. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. The phones are loaded, but when you hear a caller hang up, that's your chance to get in and on the air. Now, I said earlier I was just taking calls on Ebola. A lot of these callers have been holding to talk about that. We'll get to those. Now you can talk about anything you want. But Oliver, Ed, John, Joseph, and so many others, we're going to go to all of you. Now, I told Ed to get on hold because he called in not about Ebola when I said it was only Ebola calls, but about getting liberty back on track. So I'm going to go back to him now to make his point, then we'll go to Oliver, John, Joseph, and others. Go ahead, Ed.
Hi, thank you for holding me. I didn't talk about Ebola because I don't get to watch the show.
It's okay, brother. You're on air. It's awesome. You're on air. Go ahead.
All right. On Ebola, I believe wholeheartedly that it is a false flag because they keep leaving all their most absolute basic protocols, you know, wide open. You know, let's just let them in here. And, yeah, it's just, it's not going to be good. But I do believe that they've got it with a, what's the word, a higher survivability rate. If you look at Africa, it would appear, based off the number that got it and died, you know, that it's actually better than a 90% survivability rate.
That's fine, Ed. But back to your point about getting liberty back on track. Go ahead. What were your four points?
First, federalize the federalize the Fed, actually federalize it.
Yep.
We need to privatize the Board of Education because I believe that education is most basic. Without education, we can't see through the curtain.
I get privatizing it. The problem is the globalists are already waiting to privatize it themselves as the answer to what they did to education. But go ahead.
Oh, that's just not good. Okay, and then obviously we have to abolish the NDAA and Obamacare.
Yes. Obamacare is meant to kill our economy. That's why it's all in the news today that our economy is in absolute shambles. That was the plan. Good to hear from you. Oliver, in Texas, you're on the air.
Oh, my God. Alex, how are you?
I'm good, brother. Go ahead.
First of all, I've been listening to you for over 10 years. I'm from New York originally. I was there for 9/11, which was not a good place to be. And you do great work.
Thank you, sir. Yes, I am. Go ahead. What's your take on Ebola?
All right. I'm in Fort Worth now. Okay? So I'm close to the where it is, you know? I'm right next door to it, but I'm close. And any other politician or president would take this as an opportunity with all the money that they have, which is not their money, it's our money. But they would bankroll everything to make them look good. He's doing exactly the opposite.
And letting his whole party turn against him. Yeah, what's behind that? He has a job. Bring down the country.
Exactly. It's like, you know, he has a 19% or 11% approval rate. It's like you could boost it to 50% immediately. Immediately.
So what do you think's behind it? What do you think's behind it?
It's kind of scary because there is no sense behind it.
Exactly.
Obviously, he wants it to spread because a normal, and I hate politicians as much as you do, probably, a normal politician would take this opportunity to make himself look good. But he's not doing that. He's doing the exact opposite. All he has to do is do crazy stuff.
Exactly. And that tells you they are out of control. And it shows they got something even bigger planned that's so horrible this won't even matter. They're an enemy trying to bring the country down. I just keep explaining that because they think the media is so controlled that they'll pose as saviors on the crises they created to consolidate power. That's how they operate. Only their operations are allowed to operate. We're going to come back and talk to Joseph, John, Alan, Gina, and others.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Gentlemen, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. We are taking your phone calls, going through one call after another. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, our intrepid reporter went down to the state capitol and has the head of the state health department saying there's no risk, close quote, that Ebola could spread from patient zero. Even though someone in a hospital brought in out of Liberia, was it Sierra Leone, in Madrid, Spain, has spread it. That is simply amazing. We're going to be taking your phone calls. Then there's some of this news I'm going to get to. Obama, there's a sense the world is spinning so fast nobody's able to control it. In this election, Obama's party benches him. That's right. Blame the last puppet for their whole agenda. No, they're the ones behind it. Loyal Panetta defends his criticism of Obama. Jimmy Carter, President Obama blew it on ISIL. See, now they're trying to say, oh, it was a mistake. We should have dealt with them. No, you armed them. See, the whitewash is ongoing because this woke up the military. Confidence in Obama on economy hits new low in a new poll. Hillary's Hispanic problem. Immigration activist recruit Gutierrez has challenged Clinton 2016 as she declares she's pro-gun and wants to control the borders. That is all total theater, totally staged with Gutierrez. I mean, just total theater. I like Hillary, liberal. You better vote for her, Alex, you darn commie. What are you against women? You're like that sexist. Kissing a woman is sexual assault. That was in the news today, that the famous photo of the sailor kissing the nurse getting off the ship after victory against Japan. They're now saying that's rape. Well, they teach on the colleges, sex, period, by a male is rape. Men are inherently evil. No, humans have been inherently predators, ladies and gentlemen. And women can be predators as well, but sex between a man and a woman is a beautiful thing when it's consenting. And I know that sounds like a conspiracy theory, but you're right. 2 + 2 = 5, and Rachel Maddow, she sets all the parameters. She says it's bad, so it is. We're not in a cult or anything here where a man kissing a woman's evil. Where a man taking a woman who wants it is evil. I mean, let me tell you, that's what women are looking for. There's all these guys raised by the liberal trendiness system, and maybe they got a girlfriend that keeps them like a pet, that pats them on the head like their pet cat or dog, but they always get rid of them. Let me tell you, men, what women want. They want a confident, smart, informed, involved man, even if they don't know it, who will conquer them. That's what women want. They want to be conquered. Not in a bad way. Truth is, when you conquer them, they conquer you. The species isn't complete without the man and the woman. I absolutely love women, want them to succeed. I'm not in competition with women. I know what women want, though. Even if this culture hasn't taught women what they want, so they're at historic all-time unsatisfied, unhappy. Especially by the time they get 45. They chase that whole Esquire magazine, Vanity Fair. Oh, what's the big women's magazine that they follow every word of it? What's the big one? The big woman's Cosmopolitan. That is all CIA written, declassified to wreck you and wreck your life and make you alone, and the state is your man. And don't worry, he isn't going to lovingly conquer you and take care of you and you take care of him. He's going to slap you upside the head and knock your teeth out and pimp you out good and then euthanize you when he's done with you, baby. You're going to say, baby, I did everything. I brought you 100% of the money and you won't even give me food to eat. He's going to backhand you and say, shut up. Going to raise those taxes on you. Going to give you those deadly Gardasil shots and you're going to thank him. You want a man? You got a man. It's called the state. People don't believe me. Pull up that video. I mean, this is in mainstream news. And they're actually with straight face. I meant to cover this. It's in my email. I never gave it to one of the writers. We go in there. It's from Sunday or maybe Saturday when I had it sent to my email from one of my friends that had it. Yoga studios all over Austin aren't allowed. They tell people don't dress like Indian stuff. And we probably can't sell Indian stuff in our gift shops. And we can't have India parties. That's like saying if somebody's into karate and they want to wear a karate outfit, you're anti-Japanese. It's that mentally ill. Where I heard the two guys a few years ago at Martin Springs, three guys, but they go, let's go get Chinese food. Two were Hispanic, one was white. And one of the Hispanic ones goes, man, don't say that. It's racist. And they weren't joking. Oh, the words are racist. Talking is racist. See? You eat the school lunch, the government says. You follow what they do. You only say what they say. Whatever the new propaganda is, then you're safe. But you don't dress like a geisha girl or a cowboy or an Indian or an Eskimo. See, because at this one yoga studio, and they mentioned in the email, someone came to the party last year at Halloween dressed as an Eskimo. and people thought that was racist. Really, I mean, I dress like a pirate. I dress like, I could dress like Kim Jong-un. It's not against Asians. Thinking about going to a party this year, dress as Kim Jong-un, just to have fun. No, that's anti-Asian. See, anything you do is to be labeled that so you can be demonized and put into guilt and do what they say. You ever put that article on screen about victory over Japan, man-kissing woman banned? There it is. Yeah, feminist group calls statue of famous VJ Day kiss sexual assault. And they don't just do that to get attention. You're like, oh, those are cranks or kooks. No. That's what's taught, folks. It's being announced all over the country that they're not going to call it boys and girls room. See, you're not allowed to have your identity as a male or as a female. You're not allowed to say, you know what? I like 50s dresses. I like fast cars. I like John Wayne. I like Marilyn Monroe. You can like whatever you want. Quite frankly, I don't even care. But don't tell me to adopt whatever you want. You're not going to run my life. Nebraska school bans terms boys and girls, train teachers to avoid gender expressions. In 1984, you got to watch the face. Men shouldn't stick their chest out or put their hands on their hips. No. Oh, it's all, you don't learn how to read and write. You learn how to keep your face right. See, now it's down to how you look. See, remember Seattle 2 years ago? Cities are banned from having brown bags. They put down brown people. Brown bags have just always been the inexpensive paper. Never had any butcher paper. Never had anything to do with brown people. I've got brown skin. Thank God I got enough Native American to get a good tan. I think it looks good. The point is, my skin ain't brown, folks, because I don't like brown people. It's brown because I like the sun. And it has nothing to do. If I got a brown truck, my dad had a Ford Bronco that was brown when I was a kid. Boy, I love that truck. Was it my dad buy that brown car because he was a racist? See, this is all about the real collectivism, the real discrimination, the globalists taking over our society, bringing in Ebola, totally open borders, everything just going haywire, all the economy shutting down, just tons of news on that. I don't have to tell you, you're seeing it happen. And they're saying at the yoga studios all over Austin, I'm going to give this email today to the guys having my story about it. It actually says with a straight face, so that there's never a problem, we're just banning the 5th annual Halloween party, costume party, because something might be offensive. And then we asked around, and all over they're banning Halloween parties. I know you say Halloween's a cultic, whatever. But dressing up like cowboys, whatever. The point is it's people's right to do it. Because the Democrats that have colonized Austin, out of California mainly, that's who they are. Nothing against California except for your people. They've ruined their state, don't know why, they're here. They literally get up and denounce nothing. Because of last year, they said, okay, it'll be an India-style party. Like a toga party where you dress up like Greeks, you know, for colleges is where it comes from. No, that's against the Greeks. Can't have that. Can't have a fiesta party at your fraternity because that's racist. Really, I thought enchiladas were good and it was fun to drink tequila and wear sombreros. By the way, the Hispanic clubs are banning fiestas. Fiesta just means party, folks. This is the cult Jim Jones on PCP level garbage. I guess I'm racist if I like to go out to a Mexican food restaurant. And like mariachi bands. I like mariachi bands, folks, at a Mexican food restaurant. They come over and I have them play Rucucu. And you know why. It's because I'm racist. Just like I'm racist against high mountain, organic, volcanically grown Chiapas coffee. It's because I'm racist. By the way, you notice coffee's brown, ladies and gentlemen? Yes. So that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen, is that the banks are robbing us. They're tax exempt. That's discrimination. The country's collapsing. We're all being discriminated against by the New World Order, by Obamacare. Veterans are on secret death panel lists. It's all admitted now. But my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, you know what? Last year, people got offended by Halloween costumes. This year, at the yoga studio, it is only going to be... I just can't believe this. I've got the long email. This year, it'll only be India style because, you know, yoga's from India. Oh, great. It'll be fun. We'll have dancing. Sorry, can't have that. And then now there's talk of Oktoberfest being bad. It puts down Germans. So German towns can't have tourists come in and have fun and drink beer and eat Wiener Schnitzel and dance. I went out to Fredericksburg this weekend. My gosh, folks, I even wore a green German hat and had fun, danced around. And you know why I did it, of course. It was because I'm against Germans. I'm against those kraut bastards. By the way, I'm about half kraut. The reason I said kraut bastards is we need to get unpolitically correct to counter all this. That's the antidote to this garbage of this mind control cult garbage. We're going to keep costume parties. We're going to keep Oktoberfest.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra strength new nascent iodine formula is here. Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200 plus million year old salt solution found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Weight today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Okay, I went off on that political correctness jag. Listen, they know it's over the top. It's about mind control. It's about a bunch of control freaks telling you how to talk, telling you how to think, telling you what to say, And now businesses, colleges, high schools are banning any type of costume party, saying it's offensive. That's banning free speech. It's a cult. And in Europe, they're banning free speech, saying if it hurts someone else's feelings. Michael Savage can't even go to England because he criticizes radical Islam. Whether you agree with that or disagree, there should be free speech. Joseph in New Mexico, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good afternoon.
Welcome.
First of all, you know, I want to comment on you and you know, the interview. Yeah, you know, two heavyweights of freedom comparing notes. You know, great radio. Awesome job. And also, you know, I know that everybody likes to tell you God bless you for what you're doing and you know, and everything like that. But you know what? I'm going to thank your mom and your dad for having you. Thank them both, because you know, this world would be empty without an Alex Jones and a Michael Savage, and you know, just thank them for me.
Well, I want to thank you, brother, but this Ebola is a great example of why I don't want to be thanked. We could all get Ebola. Our kids could all get this South American nervous system disease, the vaccine garbage, and the rest of it. We're all in this together. Well, I mean, I went to the doctor the other day to have my Achilles looked at, and in the clinic next to it, they had a bunch of autistic kids, and I personally felt assaulted by their pain and their minds being wiped and what their parents were going through. I wasn't annoyed by all of their little chirpings and things I thought were cute, actually, but I imagine the 500 millionth time I wouldn't be with the poor parents. It made me so angry the globalists know what they're doing. And it's not that I'm some goody two-shoe. I have self-preservation at heart. I have an instinct that if somebody walks up and punches me in the nose, I'm going to fight back. The globalists are attacking us. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? You know the powers that shouldn't and that should not be. You know they honestly, you know, they don't care. But the reason that I'm calling you today, Alex, is that you know, I was listening to the George Norrie Coast to Coast. This was Monday night.
Another great guy.
Excuse me?
Another great guy.
Oh, yes.
I think I'm on his show next week.
Exactly. But anyway, he had quoted, let me see, I wrote it down here, Israeli source that said that this guy Duncan from, you know, from Texas had died.
Yeah, that Israeli source might have been right. They probably covered it up. I told my reporters not to go with that, even though it was a real Israeli newspaper. We killed that story yesterday morning. And then, sure enough, they say he died today. You know what? I bet he died yesterday. I bet they are covering up.
You're exactly right. And, well, you know what? You know, Mr. Norrie, you know, he couldn't confirm it or anything like that. But, you know, I found it strange that, you know, that yesterday, I don't know if it was his brother or somebody, you know, they said that he had a high fever, but he was on dialysis and everything like that. Everything seemed to be okay. But, you know what? I don't trust these people, you know, and,
we don't even know if Ebola is really spreading. It could be a simulant, but we know it's in Africa. Why would they bring people in who have it to spread it in hospitals? It's now spread in Spain out of somebody they brought in the country. Exactly what I said a month and a half ago would happen. And the national media said I was what? A fearmonger. Because when you say 2 + 2 = 4, you are a fearmonger. When you say raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt, 2 + 2 = 5,000, you are normal. When you try to ban costume parties, you're not an authoritarian control freak dirtbag. Beyond Nazi Germany, you're loving and liberal. We've got to do everything that Rachel Maddow says. I mean, what a joke. A bunch of redcoats like Piers Morgan and Mr. Maddow lecturing us. Shut up. Shut up. Stop telling me what to do, you authoritarian, anti-liberal piece of garbage. You people are not liberals. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. George Washington was a conservative. That's what they look like, not what you say you are. You are fascist scum. Excuse me. Anything else, caller?
Well, I like what you say there. You know, and you're talking about these people. You know that we have to.
They're authoritarians preying on us. They have bad will. They're flaming crooks. They're flaming liars. They're flaming scum. They have bad intent. Bad will. Bad. Like Jeffrey Dahmer. They're bad. They're bad. They're bad. That's it. They're evil. That's why they do stuff that doesn't make sense, because they want to crap all over everything. They want to crap over everything. They're a bunch of scum, deviant, mentally ill, devil-worshipping turds. Excuse me. I want to apologize. I have a lot of great affiliates and family shows. I don't normally get like this, but they're letting Ebola in. They're aborting 54 million babies. They do whatever they want, and I'm sick of it. And you know what? It's a sin for me to go wild and do that. I apologize. It's a lot bigger sin to not stop the abortion.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're taking your phone calls here today. I'm trying to keep my anger from boiling over during the breaks because this is teleprompter free. This is not a game. It's not a joke. We're going to talk to John, Rosie, Alan, Rick, Gina, and others here in just a moment. Let me recap some of the top Ebola news stories right now as they develop. and unfold. Dallas patient is dead, remains still infectious. They'll probably have kids drink the blood like it's a holy sacrament or something to prove they're not racist. Family members, I'm not joking, in San Francisco and other areas for 20 years, they spread AIDS on purpose. They call it gift givers, gift receivers, and if you're against it, you're homophobic if you don't want HIV. Remain still infectious. Family members kept under quarantine. Officials monitoring 48 people. Protesters clash with police over Ebola dog. Uganda protest, don't shake hands. In Liberia, no soap, no bleach, no gloves. Just those countries are basically collapsing. Thermal scanners at schools and airports are non-effective. We have a story on that that just went up on Infowars.com by Kit Daniels. Feds announce airport fever screening for Ebola, which can be beaten with ibuprofen. The new fever screenings by the Obama administration are a little more than security theater designed to make federal officials look like saviors when, in fact, they're violating their own protocols preventing, which prevent a virus from spreading. That is shutting down the flights and controlling the borders. So it's all them trying to respond and keep their religion of open borders going. Continuing, the Coast Guard sector issues new steps on Ebola virus. A U.S. Coast Guard sector says it will contact ships that have recently been to Ebola-affected countries to ask whether passengers have symptoms of the virus before they are allowed into port. The sector, which includes parts of New York and Connecticut, issued the maritime community in Long Island Sound on Monday. Ebola describes protocols being put into place. Connecticut Health Commissioner granted quarantine power, AP. Doctors say Spanish woman, the nurse, touched face with Ebola glove, and that's how she got it. Why'd you bring it in the country? Spain struggles to address concern over Ebola. Why'd you bring it into the country to begin with? That's the new open border policy. CDC not taking extra Ebola precautions at SeaTac Airport. No, just set up random highway checkpoints. First Ebola patient, as I mentioned, is dead. That is just some of the news on that front. CDC says in the Hill newspaper, airborne Ebola, possible but unlikely. New York hospitals prep for Ebola in drill. Staff pretending to be patients. Inner city hospitals complaining of symptoms. That is just some of the news on that front. Double reverse on Ebola mission, WorldNet Daily, and yet another Obama administration reversal, adding to the confusion surrounding the mission of U.S. troops in West Africa. Defense Department officials, General David Rodriguez, misspoke when he told reporters Tuesday that U.S. troops would be in direct contact with Ebola patients. Well, of course they'll be in direct contact with people that have Ebola, not just patients, because this country is just spreading everywhere and incubates for 21 days. You don't know who has it for 21 days. Ebola scare draws firefighters to O'Hare. Lots of panicking going on, but the border stays open. They'll, like, have bomb teams looking for boxes on the side of the road that blow out of a truck but leave the border open. It's just all part of this ordered out of KO scenario. The Ebola scare delays flight at Ontario International Airport. More hysterical behavior. American Airlines flight makes emergency landing over Ebola scare after passenger gets sick. Democratic senator in tough race can't get straight answer about Obama's response to Ebola. Male Ebola survivor told, use a condom. Sex could keep Ebola epidemic alive even after the World Health Organization declares a free area of the disease. One of the discoveries of the deadly virus said on Tuesday. The WHO is hoping to announce later this week that Nigeria and other countries are free of Ebola after 42 days with no infections, the standard period of declaring an outbreak over, twice the maximum 41-day incubation period. However, it appears the disease can last much longer in semen, 70 days inside the testicles as an incubator. Testicles are designed to keep sperm alive. Well, turns out it's keeping the Ebola alive. Perfect little nursery. General, if Ebola reaches Central America, there will be mass migration into the United States. Okay, continuing here. Ebola outbreak. Spread of deadly disease across Europe is unavoidable, warns World Health Organization chief. Meanwhile, they have Texas Health and Human Services Executive Commissioner Kyle Janik, the audio's not that good, from the state video feed, saying that there's basically no chance and no threat. We'll go ahead and play that clip now. Still, we had it this morning. It's so cool. Such a big deal was made out of the clip that I knew from the beginning, not you guys, that it was not meant to be aired. It's fine. Yeah, it's not a big deal. I don't need it. It's fine. Okay. Anyways, let's move along to calls now. Let's talk to Gina in California. Go ahead, Gina. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Jones. I'm Gina. I'm a 42-year-old married mom of four from American County in California. Before I get into what I think about the Ebola and the question I have for you, what I'd like to say about the gorgeous soldier kiss statue is it's a testimony to the good guy winning and getting the girl. So as a mom and a sexy female, I would like to say that men and women do have a beautiful thing together, and we as women do want to be conquered. Check out the book, What a Man Really Wants, by Justin Sterling. Now, as a stage 3 colon cancer survivor with a 13-year-old autistic son, I do believe he was purposely infected through an MMR vaccine I traced to Merck. My brother is a United States Air Force, and then he's a cop. And after training the dogs for 10 years, he went as high as he could as a kennel master, and he is now an intelligence. He's not technically allowed to tell me anything, but when I talk to him about how I see my friends and family ignoring the truth and buying their Starbucks and going to the mall and watching, I don't care what they watch on TV, crap, nothing is being done. 9/11 was our first wake-up. Katrina slapped us in the face, and now we've been listening to you, yet I can barely pay the rent. I don't have any money to buy your amazing stuff on the InfoWars store, and we can barely get an extra can of SpaghettiOs. So my question to you, Mr. Jones, is how, as an American mom who stays at home with my four babies against the establishment's wishes, how am I supposed to prep for my family and exist with everyone in America?
Well, there's a poor man or woman's way to do everything. You can get sea salts. They're true sea salts. They're known to have iodine in them and things like that. It's just basic stuff is everywhere. The stuff we have is affordable, but it's just the supercharged best out there from the research we've done. Sunshine is there for everybody, except for the winter. That's why people get so sick during the winter. But I hear you, and God bless you, and I appreciate your call. That's why they want us poor. That's why they want us under their control. That's why they want Obamacare to shut down the economy. That's why they want the troops on these secret death panels. They want us poor, domesticated, under their control. That's why we're trying to promote free market and wealth. But our political engine's being blown. Alan in New Hampshire, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was actually initially calling to report on the Ebola patient dying in Texas. We are continually being lied to, and they contradict their story. They produce confusion, and it just keeps going and going and going.
It's obviously a psyop in my view, but what is the larger goal?
Right. Well, how do we change this? They grow in leaps and bounds, and we only make moves in inches and centimeters. It doesn't seem that anything that we the people do has an effect on the establishment. I feel lost sometimes.
I'm sorry, my audio was cutting out. What'd you say?
I said they grow in leaps and bounds on a daily basis, and our progress as the people, we stymie them here and there, but we don't seem to make any progress towards the American culture of freedom.
That's because it's very hard to beat the fog of war, and the globalists write about this all the time, where they create so much confusion, such a dumbed-down society, that then they can win because they control the government, and we're all in shambles. And that's what they've done. But once people are aware of that and know that the central government is totally run by psychopathic control freaks, literal might as well be aliens here to kill us. I mean, they're that bad. I mean, they're not technically, but demons from hell possessing people, whatever you want to call it. It's cognitive dissonance. Why did dozens of women get in the car with Ted Bundy? Because he wore nice little gray suits and little brown loafers, and he had a nice clean cut haircut, and he drove a yellow Volkswagen. And he would talk to him in a little soft NPR voice, kind of like Senator Harry Reid. And he'd say, hi, you want to go get a Coke or something, see a movie? Want to have fun? And then he'd go, he's a non-threatening guy. I'm going to get in the car with him. And then he'd reach over and put handcuffs on him, punch him in the nose, put a gun to their head, and say, keep quiet, you're going to be safe. Now, they'd knocked their head to the window, fought and bit him. He'd have thrown them out. He did that with a couple women. The ones that fought lived. The others got taken to basements, tied down, and tortured for months. He loved torturing and sucking their soul out. And that's what the globalists do, okay? They're going to suck our soul. And they've got us, they've almost got us chained down with Homeland Security now. and the real fun can start. And that's what it's all about. You're just trendy with a little short beard and curly hair and a sweater. Oh, hi. Oh, I'm non-threatening. Don't like the men that are big and open and have loud voices. No, like me, the trendy, the Obama, yeah. I'm going to take real good care of you. I appreciate your call, Alan. Rick in Canada, you're on the air.
Is this the wildly popular conspiracy theorist Alex Jones?
I guess. I mean, I think 2 + 2 = 4, and that's the definition of conspiracy theory, yeah. I have my own views, that you're, and I have a memory, and I am bad, yes.
In that case, I've got the right guy. Alex, from a third observer being up here in Canada, I've been listening to your show now for about 6 months, quite impressed with it. And it just seems to me that basically America, like almost like the entire country, is run like a corporation, and that the people are being literally managed.
Yes, but managed towards a destructive end as a human resource.
I think, you know, basically your guess was right. Once martial law is declared, and like it'll probably take close to a year and a half for it to get to the point where it is, you know, like
it'll just be a soft martial law. We're already in a civil war. We have pundits and all their minions in the counties and cities and states and public schools and colleges saying, don't dress up like a cowboy or a Native American at an event. Don't dress as a geisha girl. Don't have Oktoberfest. Don't kiss girls. I mean, they're a bunch of crazy control freaks, and we follow their orders. So no wonder we're in so much trouble.
Exactly. And I mean, honestly, I don't know what yous can do, really.
The brainwashing we're under is globally standardized. Okay? It's globally standardized. So whatever we're under, you've got your own version there. I mean, hell, they don't let preachers read out of the Bible stuff they say is, you know, hurtful in Canada. They arrest preachers up there. If you, and I don't agree with this because Hitler did kill a bunch of people and did target Jews, but if you go up to Canada and disagree with how many people got killed in the Holocaust, when real historians disagree all over the map, it was a lot of, it was millions of people. The point is you can debate it. They arrest you and then deport you to Germany, where they put you in jail. I mean, that's not freedom. And the next, it's, oh, you can't deny global warming. See, people say, oh, well, ban defending Hitler, but don't ban saying global warming isn't real. You can't have both. What was your point about Michael Savage, brother?
I think he's absolutely right that, you know, I don't think Obama is going to leave office once martial law is declared. That's, you know, it's the blueprint to basically make the North American Union, and they just keep right on progressing with their global
plan. That's right.
Plan.
That's right. We can't have a border because it's gone. Except for citizens, it's an internal checkpoint on record for currency and capital controls and to not let us get out. It's not there anymore. God bless you. Same thing for your Canadian border. George Norrie, God bless him, he's wanting me to come up to Canada when he does big shows up in Toronto that sell out to thousands and other stuff, and I'm going to go to some of his shows and hang out because I want to go to some of them. He's a good friend of mine, but I don't think when I try to go up to Canada to one of his shows, they'll let me in. And Canada's a beautiful country, but man, I mean, you'd have thought Hitler had landed whenever I go up there. I mean, they arrest me, they throw me in a jail cell, they scream at me for 16 hours. I mean, it's not fun. And meanwhile, I'm sitting there looking out the jail cell as just illegals just pour through when I'm in Canada. I mean, just, you know, it's a joke. Dean in North Carolina. Dean, you're on the air.
Hi, I think we should establish the first Great Wall of the U.S., you know, like China had a Great Wall, put it right down there at the Mexican border, because that, I think, would help stem the tide of illegals, first of all, and stop the scare of South America trying to come up through that border, too.
Well, if they didn't give illegals free welfare, and then it would all end. And then the type of illegals we'd have are the ones we want.
Yeah.
I mean, you incentivize, have babies free, get everything free. Then you incentivize the worst dregs of anywhere in the world to come here. Despite all the freebies, so many of these people are hardworking and want their own business that they won't take the welfare. So there are a lot of good people from the immigrant pools that are fleeing the hell of Latin America. So that's why this is a sad thing, is there's actually a lot of great people coming up here. The problem is the Democratic Party and the Republicans, they want, you're handicapped, You want to come have five kids? You never had a job in your life? You weigh 500 pounds and wear 6X underwear? Literally, we want you.
Yeah, it's just incredible, isn't it? I just want to say one last point, that I am upset because, you know, I'm only in my early 20s. What have I done to deserve any of this? And now, because of the decadent ways of those younger generations of the ones who fought in World War One and World War Two and such, have let the government take control to the point where, you know, now my daughter's in danger.
Well, they call it the greatest generation, and my grandfathers and grandmothers are and were wonderful people. One of them's still alive. Oh, she's had a really rough couple of weeks, let me tell you. In a lot of ways, they were better than us and more moral because I've looked at it. But in other ways, they were gullible because they kind of, the greatest generation were the ones that forgot what their parents and grandparents taught them, that you don't trust the government, you don't keep your money in a bank, and you don't go into debt. And you only work with people that absolutely are trusted. I mean, in the old days, just 80 years ago, if you didn't have a good name, you didn't get a job anywhere and nobody worked with you. People didn't blackball you. You blackballed yourself. You didn't pay your bills. You cheated somebody. You're not going to work anymore in the town. And then the next step is you're going to fall down and hit your head. And I was reading history books and stuff about my ancestors that are all over Texas history books. And, I mean, somebody cheat them, they just go kill them. And it wasn't, they'd be like the most trusted people in the town, totally nice, totally friendly, help everybody, loved. You cheat them, they just come kill you. And I'm like a wimp compared to my ancestors, the stuff they did. I mean, just, you know, you smart mouth them. Go out the street, get your gun, let's go right now. I mean, you know, I mean, that's just how everybody was. They didn't have a bunch of wimps and fake tough people. You shoot your mouth off, you better be ready to back it up 100%.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
final segment, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the news websites. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., as you know. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. Please don't forget that if you check into DNA Force, it is a proprietary nutraceutical, just one patented, certified, proven ingredient in it. Costs us $12,000 per kilo, or the equivalent of $40 into each bottle just of that one ingredient of a whole bunch. That's why if you go to InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com and read about DNA Force, you can actually see the claims that we're able to make on record, because this is a nutraceutical. This is proven. So talk about immune system, you name it. This is it. X2 Survival Shield, nascent proprietary iodine, InfoWarsLife.com as well, or 888-253-3139. Watch the informational videos on the site, and your purchase also funds this operation and everything we're doing here. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Rhode Island. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm fine, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, I live in Rhode Island, small state, and just recently, as of, I think it was yesterday, four towns in my little state were threatened. The schools were, that is, and there was letters sent to the schools saying that if the children were left outside, that they would either be kidnapped or beheaded. And a lot of people are saying that this is a ISIS threat. And I just was wondering if you had heard anything on your end.
No, I haven't heard of it. It sounds like a prank. But ISIS is a real terror group being funded by our criminal government on record publicly. And they are letting them come into the country. And I don't think they would put the threat out first. The way they operate is they're just going to do it. And they have said over there they're going to come over here and kill us. And our government's greasing the skids for them, as Michael Savage said. It's totally fake. The war on terror is fake. The controlled right always spins it and says that I'm saying there's no radical Islamists. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying just what I said. The government's funding them and protecting them. Anything else, sir?
No, that's it.
God bless you. I appreciate your call. Joseph in Michigan, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, I can.
All right, a couple of things here. On the Ebola, that doctor that caught the virus from C-section?
Yes.
Well, I happen to work in the operating room for over 20 years, and that is just totally absurd, and somebody needs to pay the piper on this one, because as soon as they come into pre-op, as soon as they get in that hospital, they're already checking vitals. So for that to get to the operating room to do a C-section, whoever's doing the anesthesia would have a grasp on that as well. I mean, it's just totally disregard. Another thing on the Benghazi hearing, I don't know how you feel about Trey Gowdy, but I've been watching some of the hearings on C-SPAN, the way he's really getting into Hillary Clinton and how the cover-up is with all the underlings just totally not giving any names.
They've been threatened. They even offered to put him in the witness protection program. There's a whole bunch of deaths. Looks like 15 people that could blow the whistle have ended up dying.
It's just totally unbelievable. And what I like to see happen is an expedition of this hearing, because look at 9/11. How long has it been? 14 years?
No, I hear you. Great point. I'm out of time. Sorry to the other callers. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, with the rest of the incredible InfoWars team that did another amazing job today. Retransmission starts now, InfoWars.com, and the show is re-aired on stations all across the United States.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to de-
deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.